Oh, we're in a giggly mood.
Well,
aren't
I'm not
we?
Sure I am actually, Judith. I think that I'm feeling a little bit doom and gloomy, actually. I don't know why you've come in all full of the joys of spring when we're on the edge, the very edge of a pandemic slash epidemic.
About.
I'm sorry, we've got to tackle this and
well,
we've got to tackle
do
it
you
right
know
now.
What?
Because I'm not sure that we will be allowed to come into this area of London in 2 weeks' time. Sorry, everybody, I'll calm down and do this more nicely. OK, we record these usually every 2 weeks. We do two,
yes.
Don't we, at the same time?
We do.
And we enjoy it.
I really look forward to it.
I wasn't looking forward to it as much this... Because I saw you yesterday, Judith,
well,
and we'll
true.
Talk about that later. So, I mean, we've really had our fill of each other in some respects.
Thank you.
I saw you saying, I thought, oh, not that old face again. But I do think we have to tackle the big C. I do think, you know, there is another big C.
C as in coronavirus.
Coronavirus or COVID-19, as some people are now.
Oh, you're going that way, are you?
Well, no, somebody tweeted this morning, you know, will people stop sort of now referring it to COVID-19 as if you did sort of medicine at Cambridge rather than an art degree at Durham, you know.
So Corona's the art degree at Durham and COVID-19 is the...
Yeah, you've got medical experience, yeah.
See,
which we have.
Well, as committed hypochondriac.
I think we can.
Totally.
We're qualified. We're
I think we're
qualified.
Conad. Is it called Conad? What's he called?
Jesus Christ. Conan the Barbarian. Well, this is, we will be living as barbarians in weeks to come. COVID-19. Okay. Right. I have come in this morning. I might as well put my cards on the table. Surgical gloves I'm wearing, Judith. They're a bit big. I'm wearing surgical gloves. And may I just say, there's pros and cons to the surgical gloves. I mean...
Sorry. Are you actually... I mean, I know you're not wearing them now, but have you actually been wearing surgical gloves?
Yes, on public transport, I wear a pair of surgical gloves. I think people look at me and think, oh, she could be a surgeon. She could be a surgeon and in a rush.
Yeah, not your rubber gloves from the sink, no. But ones that you've got, show me, come on.
I've got them, I've got a spare pair, because obviously...
Are they turmeric?
No, they're not. They're white.
See-through?
They're see-through. They're
like the ones you get
see-through.
Well, like the ones you get at the filling station for.
Well, they're a little bit thicker than that.
Oh my God, Jenny!
Well, these are.
Well,
yes,
don't
I'm not
put
putting
your germs
them on,
over there.
No, these are for going home. Oh, in. And then when I get home, I dispose of them, and then I wash my hands thoroughly, singing. You know, whatever I fancy singing. Or just going, fuck the coronavirus cunt.
Oh, my God.
A few times.
Jenny, I think... Well, I've got to say that I think you've stepped over a line here.
I don't know what
that stepped over a line.
Nobody's looking at me
I'm
mad.
Aren't they?
I think it's really difficult. There's an etiquette, isn't there, now with this
virus. Are you putting gloves on the top of them so they don't look so odd? No, there wouldn't be any point.
No, I'm not, Judith.
No, you are right, okay.
I'm just wearing surgical gloves as I go about my daily business and I'm trying not to touch things.
Out of the house, that's what you're doing?
Out of the house. I'm not wearing them in the house. I'm not. And also they make typing because I unfortunately bought the medium size and I have a tiny hand, like I have a tiny foot. They're huge on me. So when you texted me this morning with a query,
yes,
and I was trying to do the research for you, but I couldn't do the typing on my phone in the gloves.
Oh, so you can't actually use your phone while you've got...
Not very easily. I mean, obviously I can listen to things and all that sort
Hold
of thing.
On.
I've got my headphones
if
on.
If Phoebe had texted you, would you have taken your glove off to
respond? Phoebe did text me.
And you did?
I didn't take the gloves off to respond, but it took me 10 minutes to respond to because I had to keep cancelling what I just said because it came out as... She texted me, get this. She texted me to say she'd just gone into a certain very well-known high street to get some moisturiser and there is no soap.
You're joking.
I'm not even joking, Judy.
No old-fashioned soap, not even the
I mean, I've seen you bought a little... Well, there's not much left in that
in your
Cuticura original.
I've thrown it into the middle of the table like swingers
like
would
a sex party. Like a, you know, if we're going to start doing any naughty business, then let's keep our hands clean.
Well, you'll have your gloves on, but I'll turn people on.
It's like a sex party in here, isn't it? I've
got
latex gloves and some antibacterial gel.
All we need is some lubricant. No, anyway, back
that
to
it. Well, it looks quite... Anyway. No, it's quite drying, isn't it? I'm finding that my hands are very dry because of the overwashing.
Oh, me too. Yes. Me too.
So then you go to buy the moisturiser and then, you know, there's no soap left.
Good. Seriously? Yeah. That is... So basically, people are in your team rather than my more relaxed team, aren't they?
Well, I think it depends very much where you live, Judith. And you live... where there is fresh air and people live more than 6 feet apart from each other, you know.
Well, that's true.
You know, there's not many. You don't bump into many people, do you?
Not in the village, no. But then Oxford is full of people from all over the world.
Yes, but you don't
really
need to go to Oxford, do you?
No, but I still am. Maybe I should stop going.
Well, it's difficult, isn't it?
It is. Well, I spoke to three doctors over the weekend.
Okay.
Because I'm
God.
not entirely.
Were you at a conference?
Well, no, but, you know, my radar sort of pricks up when I'm in the presence of a GP or a retired GP. Okay, so that my actual GP said, well, we're all going to get it.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
No, don't worry about it.
Well, a little bit, yeah. Kind of we're all going to get it.
And was she saying it's 3 days in bed and don't fret?
Well, and also, you know, you're not really going to be able to stop yourself getting it, so we're all going to get it. I was halfway through the door. I didn't like to sit down again and interrogate.
Oh,
but that was the general gist.
Judith, mm-hmm. I'd have done that thing where you left your shopping bag and had to go back for it and go, excuse me, what did you mean?
Should we be worried? Or shouldn't we?
Yeah.
And then my friend Jane, who's a retired GP, was staying for the weekend, so obviously that was a golden opportunity.
Judith, yeah. When did you issue that invitation?
I had to paste a few things into the conversation, obviously. Yeah. And she said the same thing. She said, well, we're obviously all going to get it. The later you get it, the better, because then, you know, we'll be better at treating it. And, you know, you won't be in the first rush.
See,
the later you get it, the better.
I'm not sure Jane's right about this. And I mean, I wish we were doing a phone-in on this, because we could get her on the line.
We could, couldn't we?
Jane, I'd just like to disagree for a moment, because I'm thinking surely it'd be better to get it early on, when people are sort of still, there's still the facilities to look after you properly, and there's some bed space and all that kind of thing, and there are actually still some doctors and nurses around to look after you. If you get it 6 months down the line, everyone's knackered.
Yeah, well, I suppose there's cases either way, aren't there?
Yeah.
I mean, there's.
And is it going to mutate? Is it going to get worse? Is it going to sort of wear itself out a bit and turn more into a sort of just general?
Yeah, but then you're into kind of sci-fi, aren't you? It's all
but we
sounding
are
like
into,
a...
The thing is, I feel very much that we are on the verge of sci-fi.
Well, you might be right. Hope not.
Oh dear.
You might be right.
Calm down, Jenny.
Okay, right. The other thing that Jane said is, because she's very calming influence on me.
Were you sitting on her knee and sucking your thumb?
My comfort
was she rocking me backwards and forwards?
You sing me to sleep, please.
Yeah. Jane, will you sleep with me tonight? Because I'm scared.
Yes, a little bit. No, I mean, she said, oh, come on, you know, okay, the old are vulnerable, but there's kind of old and there's, you know, if you were living in a refugee camp, yes, you would be vulnerable, but come on, you're pretty healthy and, you know, sort of buck up, basically.
Did you tell her about your white cell platelets?
I did, and I think I am slightly more vulnerable for that, but
yeah,
I don't know. But yeah, so I think at the moment I've got a little bit of perspective on it. You know, I'm wearing gloves.
Okay.
I'm washing my hands a lot.
Religiously. What about your third doctor?
Oh, the third doctor, yeah, same thing. Said, oh, we're all going to get it, so, you know, you can't do a lot
about
it.
They're quite gallows humour, aren't they? Well, not even humour, they're just quite gallows-ish.
Oh, they are. They're rather gung-ho,
the doctors,
aren't they?
They're just like, well...
Yeah, they are a bit, aren't they?
I don't think they wash their hands. I think they've given up. Genuinely. But that's why I'm slightly worried about the two cases at King's, which I live five minutes
away. Yes, well,
that's,
you know, I suppose if it was that close, I would start to think, oh,
because
God.
You just think, hold on, how has this manifested itself in King's? Were they brought into King's with it? Or my fear is that they have caught it within King's.
Do you think so?
I don't know. Yeah. I know it's no good speculating.
Well, I mean, it would be
naughty.
A rotten time to be in hospital, wouldn't it? Because you don't think then, well, it'd be like on that cruise ship. You know, it'll be in the air conditioning, it'll be everywhere.
It becomes a petri dish. Yes.
Yeah. But I mean,
I've always thought King's is my sort of go-to safe place. Mm. And I've always sort of rather congratulated myself on living near one of the best teaching hospitals in the world. Mm. And also very close to the Maudsley, which is one of the best psychiatric hospitals in the world.
Yeah, you covered on both there, aren't you?
I think if I break my leg, I can go to the left-hand side of the road. I'll go bonkers. I've got the right-hand side of the road.
Which way do you think you'll be going the most?
I don't know. I think I might be popping into both. To be quite honest.
Yes, I suppose.
And what about my mum?
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about your mum.
Here's the moral dilemma then. You know, if this does get any worse, and I don't want to make anybody be miserable, but I think these are the questions that people, our listeners are thinking about, if my mum gets ill and she lives sort of, you know, 200 miles away, do I go up and look after her?
Yeah.
The idea of my mother being poorly by herself absolutely freaks me out. Mm. I mean, she's, you know, how gung-ho she is. She hasn't washed her hands in her life. You know, she handles raw chicken with one hand and, you know...
Does she?
Oh, yeah. She's yeah. filthy.
Well, they didn't know about those things, did they? You know, fine, no, on the whole?
Absolutely. I mean, you know... When I go up, because she's her eyesight's going and all that kind of thing, and she's forever opening a tin of tomatoes, and she doesn't put them in a dish with some cling film over. She just leaves them rotting in the tin. I go up every month, and my first job is to go through the fridge. I mean, she'd kill me for saying this, but she doesn't listen to the podcast anyway, so, you know, don't tell her. If you bump into her, don't say, "Ooh, hello, Mrs. Hargreaves, I've been hearing about your mouldy tomato tins." But... I do. She just says, oh, you know, it won't come here. And she does this sort of silly little laugh.
Well, she's probably right. But yes, it would be a dilemma. And I guess she would say, wouldn't she, as I would say to my girls, well, I've got it, but, you know, don't you come. I don't want you to get it. She would say that to you all, wouldn't she? Oh, I suspect.
I've said to Phoebe, do you want to come and live with us now?
you found it as a good opportune... An opportunity to be seized,
I just think if we're going to be ill, she might be more comfortable at our house. I don't know. Oh, it's all awful.
Well, it is. And actually, I did start to think that it's all those other things that will get cancelled, isn't it? It's like, well, routine operations. I mean, what happens if you get ill with something else?
Well, that's when I had my biliousness, and I thought normally I'd go and see the doctor about this. Yeah. I'd give it 3 or 4 days when I'm... Because I always think that, you know, it's got a chance of getting out of my system. But I thought after 4 days, I would normally start pestering the doctor. I'd do a Judith. I call it doing a Judith. Anyway, let's turn away from the morbid side of it and just think from it. Are you stockpiling?
Not at all.
Well, you're saying that with the confidence of a woman who has an orchard... And
well, that's not what it used to be this time of year, is it? But I've got a large freezer.
You've got a large freezer.
Yes,
are we talking a chest freezer in the garage?
It's a large stand-up freezer in the garage and a freezer on the top of the fridge. Yeah, we've got plenty of stuff in there.
Okay, tell me what you've got in your stand-up freezer.
Yeah,
because that makes me feel comforted. Because I know where you live and I could break in and I could steal some frozen goods.
Well, there's quite a lot of fish. There's a whole chicken. There's lots of cheap chicken that I got from Sainsbury's. I was just on that thing the right time and they were getting all the yellow things out. It's never happened to me before. Has it ever happened to you?
Oh, the cut price stickers.
Yeah, amazing. I was just there at the right time. There was me and another woman. And there was all these kind of, you know, chicken thighs for 30p. Yeah. I went home with great sort of stacks of chicken in the freezer. Yeah, absolutely loads.
See, I've only got 2 shelves. The bottom, freezer-wise, that's all I've got. I don't have a chest freezer. I don't have a separate freezer. I've just got a big fridge with 2 shelves of freezable.
Well, you'll be going to Phoebe's, won't you? She bet she's got a bigger freezer than that.
No, she's got the same. And you know Jeff with his ice cream, so it's only got peas and ice cream and frozen chips in.
Useless.
But I've done a little bit.
Because
I think it's a kind of disgusting thing, and I think because I go to quite a middle class supermarket. Quite near me, and everyone sort of behaves themselves quite well.
Yeah,
it's one of those ones where people only really go a bit mental at Christmas.
Waitrose.
It's not. No, I don't have a nearby Waitrose. I have a Sainsbury's.
Oh, okay.
Near me. I mean, I'd go to all of them. Listen, you know, God knows, I need the work from you all. I love you all equally. Mark, listen, here are my top 3: Marks and Spencer's, Waitrose, and Sainsbury's. I love you all equally. Okay, you're all like my children. All right. Mind you, if Tesco's wants me to do a voiceover, I like them best. Yeah. Okay, it's as simple as that.
Morrison's as well.
Do you see, you're just putting a bid in to be Morrison's...
The face of Morrison's.
The face of Morrison's wet fish counter. Listen, apparently Morrison's very good wine.
Oh, really?
See, this is what panics me a bit, Judith. Mm. I'm just thinking, do I panic buy wine?
Well, I'd say that might be one of your first priorities, to be honest.
Well, I've done a few cup of soups.
Have you?
Yes.
Right.
Because I don't, you know me, I've got a tiny kitchen, I've got a galley kitchen. Yeah. So I thought, what doesn't take up much
good
soup
idea.
That I could kind
good
of live
idea.
On?
So you have actually stopped by a bit.
I've got some pasta. I haven't eaten pasta for years.
Oh, I don't like pasta much.
Oh, well, Jeff and I, we've already broken into our emergency supplies, of course, because that's what happens.
See, I quite like the idea of being sort of, as it were, snowed in. I mean, I don't mind that idea because it would be a little bit like being snowed in, particularly if it involved being, you know, one of the daughters being at home. be quite jolly.
Yeah, but there is no snow. There's just a great big virus out there.
I mean, the novelty would wear pretty thin.
You're where I was last week, Judy.
Yes,
you're
I think
thinking,
I am.
Oh, 2 weeks at home.
Yes,
I've got quite a lot of box sets.
Oh, I know.
Get some dates in.
Yeah.
Get all those things we don't normally have.
Yeah.
I'll get some port, you can get some dates in, and then we do all our activities and our crafts and our painting. I've got a new tapestry I can start with of a great big parrot. I could start that.
Mm. Wouldn't have to talk to many people at all. Wouldn't have to be sociable.
I'd talk to my mum every day and make sure she was all right.
Yeah.
And that would be bearable, wouldn't it?
Yeah, very much so. But you've gone one step ahead. I probably will too.
Yeah, you'll catch up with me. I'll work on you, Judith. So by this afternoon, when you're going home on the train or the coach, you'll be a gibbering fucking wreck. So let's go away
yes,
from that.
Yes, come on. We've been doom and gloom.
Yeah, well, let's cheer everyone. Shall we talk about what we did yesterday? Oh, it was exciting.
Daisy's got some music.
Oh, yeah, Daisy. See if you can guess what we did.
It's a clue.
Rolling, rawhide. No, I got that wrong. We had a day out on a ranch pretending to be cowboys.
Horse riding.
With chaps and everything. Well, we didn't. What did we do, Judith? It was a lovely day.
And I have you to thank
because you sorted this out.
Well, we did a leather workshop day, a leather craft workshop day.
Yes.
And courtesy of Richard Williamson, who's got a wonderful workshop in Hanwell. And if you're interested in these things, they're called leathercraftworkshopdays.co.uk.
Yeah, you can go www.
Oh, yes, you can do that. Yeah. Anyway, we had half a day. Well, a bit more than half a day,
really. It was three and a half hours.
Yeah.
I arrived early. I don't think he was expecting me.
You were very keen, weren't you? Anyway, so we did leathercraft. I've never done leathercraft before.
I thought it might be harder and more difficult than it actually was. But I think that it's very good. What he did with us was, it was a beginner's. I'm really sorry, Judith. We were in a beginner's class.
Well, of course we were.
And there were some other bags and things that you could have made that I think were a little bit more advanced and would have cost more money, obviously.
You had your eye on that, didn't you?
There was a sort of cross-body satchel thing that you can make in 2 days. I think it's a two-dayer.
Yes.
It's a couple of $100, but God, it's worth it. The leathers he had.
Oh, the leathers. Well, he gave us a sort of talk about leathers first, didn't he?
Yeah,
hence rawhide.
Yeah, we know how you make leather now. And there's about, is it 6 or 10 layers?
Yeah, different layers of kind of quality of leather that comes out of one hide.
Yeah, of flaying a cow. I mean, you don't want to think about it too much.
And we
talked a little bit about how tanneries in the olden days used piss and shit.
Yes, that was interesting up to a point.
Yeah, I liked that. We were itching.
Well, I was itching to get to the leather choice.
Yeah.
As he was talking, are we allowed to choose our own leathers, Richard?
Are we allowed to choose? Richard talked to us about leather and about what qualities of leather, good leathers,
poorer leathers, and cheaper leathers.
And the thing,
people like Louis Vuitton.
Don't use leather.
And was it Michael Kors? Use the really cheap stuff that he showed us.
They use the bog ends.
We, on the other hand,
were given quality, superior leathers to play with.
I'm looking at mine now.
We're fondling our leathers.
I can't stop looking at it and smelling it.
Richard has this little workshop thing in the back of his garden. It's a kind of shed. And it. The sad thing is, well, he's looking for bigger premises. So if you know anything, get in touch with him. Because there's only room for 4 people at any one time, which was great for us because there were just 3 of us. And we were making card cases, weren't we, Judith? Oh,
like little wallets that you could put. Well, yeah, I suppose really they're designed, aren't they, for your credit cards? But you already had come up with a brilliant use for yours. Go on.
Well, I'm keeping all my cards that are my art cards. You know, my Dulwich Picture Gallery, Tate membership, and my leisure cards.
I thought you were going to put all your loyalty cards in there.
I don't have any loyalty cards, Judith.
Don't you? Why not?
I don't agree with them.
Why not?
I don't have any loyalty. I've got a Sainsbury's one. What's that one?
Of course
one?
You have, a Nectar
I've got
card.
A Nectar one, but
and
I keep
Boots
that.
One, surely.
I've forgotten about that one.
Oh.
And then the Marks and Spencer's one, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's a bit complicated.
Yeah.
But so you're going to put your
I've
your
got all my leisure cards, my
leisure
activity.
I see. And I've today have gone, I've downsized on the purse front, and I've just gone for my credit cards and a little bit of cash like that.
Oh, well, that
yes,
could,
yes.
I see.
And mine is bright yellow, and I absolutely love it. I loved making it.
Yours is a mustard yellow. I've gone for a proper sort of 1970s tan. You know those summer sandals you got when you went from a brown leather winter shoe into a summer tan
yes,
sandal.
I remember those.
And then I did it with ours. They've got little foldovers and then straps across to tuck your foldover into. You can look these up on our Instagram account because we're opening that today as well. And then I did some leather punching.
You did, and that yes,
which
yeah,
I found
you
very,
you were
very
ahead
satisfying.
Of me at that stage. Yes, we have a look at it again. It is nice.
Yeah,
it is nice. Yeah,
we did some hand saddle stitching, wasn't it, Judith? And what you have to do, you get this thread, and it's like a nylon thread. It's quite a
heavy
thread.
Yeah,
and then you have to wax it.
I like
there,
that.
There are steps, aren't there? And you can't cut any corners.
No, and it was very exacting. And Richard was very, very good, wasn't he? He was right at 13 there, and also the you know all the tools were very sort of like ancient. Weren't they? They were probably exactly what people were using hundreds of years ago.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Liked that.
You had bradles. You had lots of sort of wooden handled tools, and then you had like a stabby fork thing. It will have a more technical name than a stabby fork, but that's to make the tiny little holes that you stitch through to stitch it together.
Oh, I know. And hammers. We had hammers.
Oh, we had hammers.
Yeah, and then lethal,
pizza cutters.
Pizza cutters.
But with a blade in them.
Really, really lethal.
Oh.
I was quite frightened of my blade.
Yeah. And you had to put a plastic cover on them. You had to sort of push it up and it was then... I thought those were remarkable. And then Stanley... He let us play with Stanley knives.
He did. We were allowed to do lots of grown-up things. But the bit I liked the most was choosing the thread colour to contrast with the leather. And then, as you say, waxing the thing. And then it had a needle at both ends.
Yeah, so you put a knit. So imagine a length of thread with a needle at both ends.
Yeah, and then you had to kind of come through the back first.
And then pop
then
it
go
back
through the same
with the other
hole,
needle.
Pull your tension and
you
go
were better
through.
At pulling the tension. I have to say, Judith,
I probably was,
that your sewing skills are better than mine. And I think also because you chose a more complementary colour, which was my idea, that toffee colour. And I did a very dark, I think it's that black or brown.
But I love the stitching. I loved doing it. And I'm so pleased with it, apart from my stupid monogram thing on the front that went wonky.
Yeah, I tried to stifle my laugh when I saw that.
I just rushed that bit,
Judith and I, with our these little purses that we've made, we could decorate them whatever way. And Judith decided to emboss with her initials. And unfortunately, the H went really wonky. Her H for holder is on the skew. So I didn't do that. I saw how you'd made a mistake. So I just did punctures.
Yes.
I did holes.
Yours, I tell you what yours reminds me of. In brownies, we had a leather belt.
Yeah.
And we used to have a thing that you threaded like a purse for your subs with a bra. I haven't thought about it in hundreds of years. But yours is like that. We had one on the top. Did you do that?
The inspiration for this is actually a 70s racing driver gloves.
Oh.
You know, with those holes in and that sort of thing.
I do.
There, that's that. Anyway, we had a lovely time.
Thank you very much, Richard.
And I think if you're thinking about a day out with a girlfriend or... boys like doing it as well because they love doing it with leather, don't they?
Yeah.
And they can make wallets and it's a bit more expensive making a wallet because that's a sort of, you know, fancier thing.
Yeah, but I think they can make a belt.
There's a belt day. Belt days, yes. All sorts of days. But the craftsmanship... The leather tote bags, it's all on his website and Instagram, and I put some up on my Instagram. We're going to put some up on the Older and Wider Instagram, which is going to be launched today.
If we can master it.
Yeah, Daisy's here to help us out. So we're very grateful, and we're very grateful to Richard. And if any of you lot fancy doing something like that, then look it up and book it yourselves. We can't do everything for you.
It was the best sort of rainy day activity, wasn't it? And it was a very, very rainy day.
Yeah.
Actually,
I liked hearing
really
the rain
was.
Outside. We're all cozy inside with
like
a big smell of leather.
Yeah.
Ooh, leather smelling caravan, like a caravan made of leather.
Yeah. Tell you what you should put in your wallet.
I've just in my card case.
How are you getting on with your bus pass application? Once you get the bus pass, that's going to go in there, surely.
Well, you're allowed to apply, Judith, for your bus pass 2 weeks before your 60th birthday.
And so has it gone in?
I had that in my diary.
I bet you did. 2 weeks before
my 60th birthday.
I bet you did.
Monday I did it.
Yeah.
Monday just gone. And I settled myself down. I thought this could get traumatic. So I've got a cup of peppermint tea here.
Yeah, go on.
And some leather to bite down on. Not my new leather card carrying case because I hadn't made that yet, but just in case. And I went online, like a modern person, and I had several false starts because I couldn't understand how you had to create your own web address or something like this.
What?
Oh, I know. It was... There were a couple of moments where I just thought, no, no, I can't do this. And I thought, get a grip, Jenny, get a grip.
Well,
you know, if you can't do this, you don't deserve it.
Yeah. That's so, probably the what they're sorting out the men from the boys, aren't they?
Yeah, I eventually got onto it. You have to click which card you want because there's a variety you know, if you're under 18, if you're a student.
Oh, I see.
I clicked that. I got onto it anyway.
Yes.
I always have a slight problem with uploading photographs.
I was just going to say, so do I.
And I have no idea how I did it. I had to take a photograph of myself on my iPhone.
Yeah.
But I know how to do that. I'm quite good at taking
my photo. And then did you send it to your computer
It to my computer. It was on my desktop. It had to go there. And then I dragged it over. And somehow that worked. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
And then I tried to do the same. God, help me with my passport. And I just could not upload my passport to the place where they wanted it. And they kept saying an error.
Bastards make it really hard, don't they?
Yeah. And then I realised that you could do it with your driving licence without having to take a photograph because your driving licence is on the database. So they could trace my driving licence and photograph and just accept it.
I've stopped listening now because it's advanced. What are you talking about? It's really advanced.
I know, but I'm just saying, if anybody's trying to do it, it might be easier for you to do it with your driving licence rather than your passport.
Oh, I see. What you're saying is that it exists somewhere if you've got a driving licence and if you could access it.
Yes. It drops it in itself.
Oh, good heavens.
I'm so glad you got it because I thought I was talking in a complete void for a moment.
No, but that sounds more difficult than dropping and dragging.
Say that I completely accidentally managed
to get it on there.
To get it on there. And then they send you a thing and they go, we have to approve your photograph.
Oh, no.
And so I'm on tenterhooks, Judith.
I bet you are.
Tenterhooks.
Well, they do it online, do they?
Yeah, they're very politely. And 10 minutes later, they say, congratulations. Well, they don't say congratulations. but in fact, what happens is you open an email and a load of confetti is a confetti drop and a sort of bells and whistles.
Are you serious?
Of course it does. It's a really difficult thing to do. It says,
wow.
There's all a kind of applause and a band plays. And all this kind of thing. It goes, well done, you've done it, you've done
it. It's like passing an exam.
You're now a
sort of fully fledged IT
Yeah. If I lose it, I'll fucking kill myself. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But if I put it in there, my beautiful pouch that we made, I might put it in there, but Phoebe, for my Christmas present, bought me a bus pass carrier on a lanyard.
Oh, Jenny.
Yeah, on a lanyard, which has got an extendable cable. You know the woman, the Japanese artist that does all the dots on everything, usually pumpkins, Yayoi Kakasumi.
Oh, well done.
It's one of hers. Anyway,
so it's a trendy one.
It's a trendy one.
It would have to be. Wow.
So there you go.
And the Penge
tourist board, because I put this online, the Penge tourist board said they're very much looking forward to seeing me in Penge on my birthday, because that's where the 176 goes. And that's what
I might. Is that the terminus?
Yeah.
My grandmother got her first bus pass. She used to live in Birmingham. And when they first came out, and she used to sit on the top deck of the bus and go round the ring road round Birmingham for a day out to take a packed lunch.
Don't blame her.
That's probably what you'll do on your way to Penge.
I had sandwiches on the train this morning because I didn't have time for breakfast.
Proper old lady now, Jenny.
Cream cheese and Marmite in tinfoil wrap.
And
I was eating them in my surgical gloves. It was like a fetish thing, to be quite honest. Anyway, listen, we love you and leave you, and we'll be back
next week.
Thanks ever so much for listening, and we'll speak to you again soon. If you enjoy Older and Wider and would like to support the podcast, please like, subscribe and share.
Tell your friends about it. We need some more subscribers and reviews.
You find us on iTunes. Mind you, if you're not listening to this, you know... Oh, it's kind of fighting a losing battle.
No, it's not. Come on.
You can email the show at olderwiderpod@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, should you fancy that, at Jenny Eclair.
and me on Grey at Grey Pride UK. I never know what my Twitter handle is. Is that what it's called, a Twitter handle?
Whenever you see you say Grey Pride, I always imagine you as a big, proud squirrel.
Do you?
Big, proud grey squirrel.
Do you?
Sitting there proudly, yes.
Busying away.
Yeah, with a nut, a great nut.
Don't have to take that.